4. And they said, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be dispersed over the face of the whole earth. Luego dijeron, construyamos una ciudad con un torre que llega hasta el cielo. De ese modo, nos haremos famosos y evitaremos ser dispersados por toda la tierra. Couple of observations. Algunas observaciones aquí. First, they plan to build a tower, it says, with its top in the heavens. Primero, planean construir una torre con su parte superior en los cielos. This tower is likely a temple tower. It's a Mesopotamian ziggurat. It's a place of worship. Este torre probablemente es un torre del templo, un ziggurat mesopotámico. Un lugar de adoración. Another translation for tower here is actually the word we get for pulpit in Hebrew. Una otra traducción de torre aquí en hebreo es púlpito. This temple is described as having its top, literally its head in Hebrew, in the heavens. So it's a temple with its head in the heavens. Este templo se describe como teniendo un parte superior, literalmente, la cabeza en los cielos. So, this is a man-made temple with its head in the heavens. Así que este templo es un templo hecho por el hombre con la cabeza en los cielos. Next, the object of their worship is not God in whose image they are created in. Luego, el objeto de su adoración no es Dios, a cuya imagen fueron creados. There's no acknowledgement of God here. God who provides the air they breathe, the intellect to build. No hay reconocimiento de que Dios provee el aire que respira ni el intelecto para construir. Their plan is to make a name for themselves. Su plan es hacerse un nombre para sí mismos. And so the structure is built to worship themselves and their ability to reach the heavens. Esta estructura es construida para adorarse a sí mismos y su capacidad de alcanzar los cielos. They don't need God. They can save themselves. No necesitan a Dios. Pueden salvarse a sí mismos. The Lord sees their empire and temple and knows this is only the beginning of their downfall. El Señor ve su imperio y su templo y sabe que esto es solo el comienzo de su caída. God concludes in Genesis 11:6, he says something interesting. He says, nothing they propose to do now will be impossible for them. It's a very interesting phrase there. Dios concluye en Genesis 11:6, que nada de lo que se propongan hacer ahora les será imposible. Now on the surface, it looks like God is surprised or worried about what humanity can accomplish. That's not what's going on here. En la superficie, parece que Dios está sorprendido o preocupado por lo que la humanidad puede lograr. A better understanding of this verse is that the impact of their self-glory is that they would believe that all things are possible without God. That's the danger here. El mejor entendimiento de este versículo es que el impacto de su propia gloria sería que creyeran que todas las cosas son posibles sin Dios. Esa es una manera de pensar muy peligroso, ¿sí? They reject their need for salvation, and they reject their purpose to worship God alone. Rechazan su necesidad de salvación y rechazan su propósito de adorar solo a Dios. They choose a temple made with hands over temples of flesh made to worship God. Escogen un templo hecho con manos en lugar de templos de carne hechos para adorar a Dios. Now God confuses their language, scatters them, not only as a punishment, but part of his master plan for global worship. Dios confunde su idioma y los dispersa no solo como castigo, sino como parte de su plan maestro para la adoración global. God sends a diversity of cultures, races, languages over the earth to fulfill his blessing to Noah, to ultimately reach the world with the gospel. Dios envía una diversidad de culturas, razas, lenguas para toda la tierra para cumplir su bendición a Noé y finalmente alcanzar el mundo con el Evangelio. The day of Pentecost in the New Testament in Acts chapter 2 is part of God's plan to reach the nations as they supernaturally share the gospel in different languages all at the same time. El día de Pentecostés en Hechos 2 en el Nuevo Testamento es parte del plan de Dios de alcanzar a las naciones a medida que comparten el Evangelio sobrenaturalmente en diferentes idiomas al mismo tiempo. Now listen to how God's plan to reach the world is fulfilled by Christ and the church. Escuchen cómo el plan de Dios para alcanzar el mundo se cumple por medio de Cristo y la iglesia. Ephesians 2, 19 through 22. Ephesians 2, 19 hasta 22. So then you, who? You are no longer strangers and aliens. You are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure being joined together grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. Por lo tanto, ustedes ya no son extraños ni extranjeros, dice amén a eso, sino conciudadanos del pueblo elegido, miembros de la familia de Dios, edificados sobre el fundamento de los apóstoles y los profetas, siendo Cristo Jesús mismo la piedra angular. En él todo edificio bien armado se va levantado para llegar a ser un templo santo en el Señor. En él también ustedes son edificados juntamente para ser morada de Dios por su Espíritu. Y la iglesia dice, ah, qué bonito eso. Paul says that instead of being scattered as strangers and aliens, we are unified as a family of God. Pablo dice que en lugar de ser dispersados como extraños y extranjeros, estamos unidos como una familia de Dios. We are not just in the same house, in the same place, but we are part of the same household. It says we are part of the same family. Mira, no estamos simplemente en la misma casa, bajo del mismo techo, somos partes del mismo hogar, somos familia. We are formed by the word of God, which Paul calls the apostles and the prophets here. Somos formados por la palabra de Dios, la cual Pablo llama los apóstolos y profetas. Our one and only foundation is Christ, the cornerstone. Nuestra única y verdadera base es Cristo, la piedra angular. Only on his foundation and nothing built by the flesh can we grow into a holy temple in the Lord. Solo sobre su fundamento y nada construido por la carne podemos crecer hasta convertirnos un templo santo en el Señor. We were once sent out to fulfill or to fill the earth, and now in Christ we are filled by the presence of God. Mira, una vez fuimos enviados por llenar la tierra, dispersados, y ahora en Cristo somos llenos por la presencia de Dios. We are built together as his dwelling place. Somos edificados juntos como su morada. And unlike the futility of Babel, Christ is the head. Christ is the head of the church, and we, his temple, are his body. A diferencia a la futilidad de Babel, Cristo es la cabeza y de la iglesia y nosotros, su templo, su cuerpo. So where do we get our unity as a church? ¿Dónde está nuestra unidad en la iglesia? Now, Andre and Gabby have talked about that their plan, their hope is to go help plant a new church. Ellos están pensando en ayudar a una nueva iglesia, plantación de una iglesia. Now, in church planning courses, and I've been to them a lot, young leaders are trained to find and build identity that people can connect with. En cursos de plantaciones de iglesias, los líderes jóvenes se les enseña a encontrar y construir una identidad con la que las personas pueden identificarse. In order to share the gospel, churches often label themselves. Hey, we're a church for families. We're a church for cowboys. We're a church for 20-somethings. We're a church with traditional worship. There's all these labels that people, to try to connect with people, okay? Para compartir el evangelio, las iglesias a menudo se describen como somos una iglesia para la familia, una iglesia para vaqueros, una iglesia para personas de 20 años, una iglesia con adoración tradicional, etc., right? When I started here, one of our first ministries to the community was soccer. Cuando comencé aquí, uno de nuestros primeros ministerios hace 15 años fue para la comunidad, fue football. Now, it wasn't my plan, but I would often, during this time, I would invite people to church and go, hey, we're Refuge Church, and they would have no idea what I was talking about. En principio de la iglesia, yo estaba invitando gente a venir a la iglesia refugio, y ellos están mirándome como un extraterrestre, que yo estoy... But I would, they would go, oh, soccer church. I would say, yes, soccer church. You know, that we were known as the soccer church. Fuimos nombrado por el fútbol, que no refugio. Siempre está nombrado en la calle como la iglesia de fútbol. Now, it wasn't my plan, but we were called this. No fue mi plan, pero nos llamaban la iglesia de fútbol. Now, there's nothing wrong with connecting people's interests in order to share the good news. No hay nada malo en conectarse con los intereses de las personas para compartir las buenas nuevas. At Refuge, we actively seek to bring value to our community, to earn the opportunity just to introduce people to a relationship with Jesus, okay? En Refugio, buscamos activamente en maneras de aportar valor a nuestra comunidad para ganar la oportunidad de introducir a otros a una relación con Cristo. But there is a downside to bringing people together solely based on what they have in common. Pero hay una desventaja en reunir a las personas basándonos solamente en lo que tenemos en común. If our unity is only built on what we have in common, sometimes the gospel can become secondary. Si nuestra unidad se construye solo sobre lo que tenemos en común, el evangelio puede volverse secundario. And it's not that we have bad theology necessarily, but we innocently send the message that if you don't have this in common, you not, may not be welcome here. No es que tengamos mala teología, pero inocentemente enviamos el mensaje de que si no tienen esto en común, tal vez no sean bienvenidos aquí. Now, this is why we see churches dominated by ethnicity, language, politics, and economics. Por eso vemos iglesias dominadas por la etnicidad, el idioma, la política, la economía. We have white churches, black churches, Asian churches. Tenemos iglesias blancas, iglesias negras, iglesias asiáticas. There are predominantly Mexican churches, Venezuelan churches, Guatemalan churches. Hay iglesias predominantemente mexicanas, iglesias venezolanas, iglesias guatemaltecas. In a hostile political environment, we have Republican and Democratic churches. En un ambiente político hostil, tenemos iglesias republicanas y demócratas. There are modern, traditional, young, elderly churches. Hay iglesias modernas, tradicionales, jóvenes, de ancianos. And please understand, these churches, I love God's church. Me encanta la iglesia, okay? I am not trying to badmouth it. Yo no estoy probando a maldecir la iglesia. Es la iglesia. Cristo murió para la iglesia. Christ died for the church. The church is precious. La iglesia es preciosa. And most of the churches that we're talking about here, these churches don't have a sign on the front door that say blacks only, Mexicans only, Republicans only. They're not doing that, okay? But entiendan que esas iglesias no tienen el letrero de la puerta principal que diga solo negros, solo mexicanos son bienvenidos aquí, solo republicanos. Some churches have morphed in such a way, though, that the gospel has been overshadowed by ethnicity, by culture, by politics, language, etc. Algunas iglesias han cambiado de tal manera que el evangelio ha sido eclipsado por la etnicidad, la cultura, la política, el idioma, etc. What they have in common in the flesh can easily become more important than their unity in the gospel. Lo que tienen en común en la carne puede llegar a ser fácilmente más importante de su unidad en el Evangelio. Paul uses the word flesh three times in Ephesians 2 to show us a better way. Pablo usa la palabra carne tres veces en Efesios 2 para mostrarnos un camino mejor. Listen to Ephesians 2:11, Ephesios 2, 11. We read this last week. Leemos este hace una semana. Therefore, remember that at one time you Gentiles in the flesh called the uncircumcision, remember how bad that word was, by what is called the circumcision, which is made in the flesh by hands. Por lo tanto, recuerden ustedes los que no nacieron siendo judíos, los que son llamados incircuncisos. Recuerden que este fue una mala palabra para ellos. Por aquellos que se llama de la circuncisión, la cual se hace en el cuerpo, en la carne, por mano humana. Paul says that both Jews and Gentiles, which was the big dividing line in their culture, el muro de división en esta cultura fue judíos y gentiles, or no judíos. Paul says that both Jews and Gentiles were formally identified in the flesh, either by their ethnicity, origin, religious traditions. Pablo dice que tanto los judíos como los gentiles antes eran identificados en la carne, ya sea por su etnicidad, origen, or tradiciones religiosos. Now listen to what Christ accomplishes in his flesh. Ahora escuchen lo que Cristo ha logrado en su propia carne. Look at Ephesians 2, 13 and 14. Efesios 2, 13 hasta 14. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility. Pero ahora en Cristo Jesús, a ustedes, antes estaban lejos, Dios los ha acercado mediante la sangre de Cristo. Porque Cristo es nuestra paz. De los dos pueblos ha hecho un solo, derribando mediante su sacrificio, en otras palabras, de su carne, el muro de enemistad que nos separaba. Whatever division or commonality we had before Christ cannot compare to the unity and the family that we have in Jesus. Cualquier división o cosa en común que teníamos antes de Cristo no se puede comparar con la unidad y la familia que tenemos en Jesús. The blood of Jesus not only gives us peace with God, but peace with one another by breaking the dividing wall of hostility. La sangre de Jesús no solo nos da paz con Dios, sino también paz unos con otros, derribando el muro de enemistad que nos separaba. I'm going to go straight to the applications for our church today. Yo voy a viajar directamente a las aplicaciones para nuestra iglesia porque yo no quiero, yo quiero poner en práctica lo que estamos leyendo aquí. I want to put in practice what we've got here, and I've got three challenges for our church today. Yo tengo tres desafíos para la iglesia para nosotros hoy. ¿Listos or no? Ready? Number one, be a good brick. Sean un buen ladrillo, todos aquí. Guys, today we began with a story of a failed construction project, and we ended with God building us into his temple, right? Hoy comenzamos con la historia de un proyecto de construcción fallado y terminamos con Dios edificándonos como su templo. A good brick has two functions. Un buen ladrillo tiene dos funciones. It is supported by other bricks, and it becomes the support to the next bricks, right? You know, if it fails in one of those two, it's not a good brick, right? A good brick has to be supported, and it has to support others, right? That's the nature of a brick. Mira, hay dos funciones de los ladrillos. Es sostenido por otros ladrillos debajo y se convierte en apoyo para los ladrillos que vienen después. Hay dos funciones importantes. Si vas a decir, mira, yo quiero que todos estén apoyándome, pero yo no voy a apoyar a nadie. No es un buen ladrillo, ¿sí? O yo no necesito nada de nadie más. Yo puedo apoyar todo, pero yo no necesito los otros ladrillos. No. There's two functions here. We have to be supported by one another, and we have to support each other. That's what a good brick does. Un buen ladrillo está apoyando y ser apoyado al mismo tiempo. We cannot function as a church without mutual help, love, correction, and encouragement of each other. No podemos funcionar como iglesia sin la ayuda mutua, el amor, la corrección, y el ánimo unos a otros. Accept your role and responsibility as a brick in God's building. Acepten su papel y responsabilidad como un ladrillo en el edificio de Dios. Guys, be a good brick. Sean un buen ladrillo, okay? ¿Estamos de acuerdo o no? Número dos. Work towards God's peace in your relationships. Trabajan hacia la paz de Dios en sus relaciones. Work towards peace in your relationships. Paul talks about peace in three ways in this passage. Pablo habla de la paz en tres maneras en este pasaje. How Christ is our peace, how he creates peace through reconciliation, and then how he shares the message of peace with others. Mira, muy importante entender el tres funciones de la paz que estamos mirando aquí. Como Cristo es nuestra paz, como Él crea paz por medio de la reconciliación, y luego comparte el mensaje de paz con otros. Now, let me just say this very, very clear, because it can kind of look like that, you know, what I may be saying is here, you know, all these other churches, these, you know, they've got one race, one language, they haven't arrived like we have, right? Now, tal vez vas a pensar, mira, pastor está diciendo, mira, somos un nivel espiritual más alto porque estamos muy diversos aquí, tenemos otros idiomas, otras razas aquí, entonces no somos como las otras iglesias, somos mejores. No. Now, I'm very proud that God has brought diversity to our church. Estoy muy orgulloso que Dios ha juntado este tipo de diversidad en nuestra iglesia. But let me be very, very clear. Diversity is not our goal. La diversidad no es nuestra meta. The gospel is our goal. Evangelio es nuestra meta. Diversity is just one of the ways that God displays his power of the gospel. La diversidad es solo una de las maneras que Dios muestra el poder del evangelio. Especially in an urban environment, especialmente en una ciudad, una medio ambiente urbana. I have preached in churches in Kenya, Africa, where you had to go miles and miles before you ever saw a white person. I was the only, when I went and visited and preached in one of the churches there, I was the only white person that had ever visited there. I'm probably still the only person that ever visited there, right? Yo he visitado y ministrado a iglesias en África, por ejemplo. Puro negro en todo el país. Yo estaba visitando. Hemos tenido que caminar millas para alcanzar esa iglesia. Y todos están esperando. Yo creo que probablemente han visto un gringo, pero un blanco, pero no ha visitado la iglesia. Por primera vez yo estaba predicando. Probablemente nunca he visto ningún otro blanco después. If they go, hey, our goal is diversity, that doesn't mean any, you know, nuestra meta es diversidad, es todo negro en todo lado. It's impossible, but maybe their goal would be diversity between tribes and between families that are in conflict. There are other ways to describe diversity, right? Hay muchas descripciones de diversidad. Tal vez es entre tribus o familias, no lo sé. So our goal is the gospel. Nuestra meta es evangelio. But let me just say, when God unites people of different ethnicities, languages, politics, that was a little amen right there. Did you hear it? El bebé está, see, amen. Okay, I've got thumbs up now. Okay, that's good. That's good. When God unites people of different, I say this all the time, but I remember days, and I remember days when I started here, when there was like two kids in the entire church. Yo puedo recordar días en principio de esta iglesia cuando solo eran dos niños en toda la iglesia. And so I will never complain about hearing the sound of children here. Nunca voy a quejar acerca de la ruida de los niños en la iglesia. When God unites people of different ethnicities, languages, politics, and cultures, the testimony of the power of the blood of Jesus is on display. Cuando Dios une a personas de diferentes grupos étnicos, idiomas, políticas, culturas, etc., el testimonio del poder de la sangre de Jesús se manifiesta. I want to encourage you to look for ways to build relationships with others in our family of faith who are different from you. Busca maneras de construir relaciones con otros en nuestra familia de fe que son diferentes a ustedes. I mean, think about the division in the early church between Jews and Gentiles. I mean, they were natural-born enemies before Christ. Los judíos y los gentiles son enemigos de naturaleza por toda su vida, pero ahora en Cristo son unificados, son una familia. If Christ can do that there, he can continue to do that here, but we've got to be intentional about this, right? We have to continue to build relationships. Debemos ser intencionales a construir relaciones unos a otros. It's easy for us to even come here and go, well, I've got my group of Latina women, or I've got my group here, or whatever, and I don't need to really, you know, worry about talking. No, we've got to share with, we've got to share our lives with one another. Debemos compartir unos con otros nuestras vidas. No solamente a, and I get it. We were talking about in our Bible study group today, how if you are in a business where you're serving a lot of people, you get home and sometimes you just like, I don't want to serve anybody else. I'm just tired, right? I don't want to. Estamos platicando en nuestro grupo de estudio bíblico que a veces cuando si estás sirviendo mucho en la semana en tu trabajo, cuando estás regresando a la casa, tú no quieres servir a nadie. Estás acotada completamente, ¿sí? Sometimes I understand culturally especially, but really all sometimes we get so frustrated with life that we are like, man, if I could just come here and be with my people, you know, and I don't have to work at it. I can just come and be with people who understand me. That's it. We can never rest on that. We must always look at building new relationships with others within the body of Christ. Nunca podemos descansar y decir, mira, yo no necesito más amistades. Yo tengo suficiente y yo estoy agotado del día. Yo quiero venir a la iglesia y solo estar en mi zona de confort. No, debemos tomar pasos de riesgo para platicar con otra gente que no son como usted. We've got to continue to be intentional about doing that. Take the time, guys, to learn something from someone else who is different from you as Jews and Gentiles. Toma el tiempo para aprender algo de alguien que sea tan diferente como judíos y gentiles. Work towards the peace of God in your relationships. Trabajan hacia la paz de Dios en sus relaciones. And finally, por fin, give Christ your hostility. Entrégale a Cristo su hostilidad. I've been thinking a lot about the hostility that we face here today. He estado pensando mucho en la hostilidad que enfrentamos hoy. Seems like everybody in the world is hostile, angry, frustrated about something, right? Parece que todos en nuestra cultura, en nuestro mundo, son hostiles, están enojados, frustrados por algo. And I'm not saying that your hostility is not legitimate. No estoy diciendo que su hostilidad no es legítima. There are serious issues we face every day. It can make us lose our minds. Hay asuntos serios que enfrentamos cada día que pueden hacernos perder la cabeza. But one of the effects of our hostility, it kind of creates a toxic superiority in us. Uno de los efectos de nuestra hostilidad es que crea en nosotros una superioridad tóxica. We're tempted to believe that no one understands our frustration. And we have the right to judge others who aren't suffering as much as we are. There's like a hierarchy of hostility and suffering, and I'm on top, so you don't have the right to complain because I've got it worse off than you do, right? Somos tentados a creer que nadie entiende nuestra frustración y que tenemos el derecho de juzgar a otros que no están sufriendo tanto como nosotros. estamos poniendo gente en un orden de sufrimiento. Y mi sufrimiento, mi frustración es mejor que usted. Entonces, tú no tienes derecho a quejar, pero yo sé. The peace of Christ causes us to see one another as image bearers of God and not through the eyes of hostility. La paz de Cristo nos lleva a vernos unos a otros como portadores de la imagen de Dios y no a través de ojos de enemistad. Your hostility could be building walls with the same people God has provided to show you grace and understanding. Do you hear me? La hostilidad podría estar construyendo muros con las mismas personas que Dios ha provisto para mostrar gracia y comprensión a ustedes. Give Christ your hostility. Entrégale a Cristo su hostilidad. Trust in Jesus as our cornerstone. Confíen en Jesús como nuestra piedra angular. Allow His peace to overcome your hostility. Permiten que su paz venza su hostilidad. Let's pray together. Oremos, por favor.
Dios y Padre nuestro que está en los cielos, alabado y glorificado sea tu nombre. Señor, te doy gracias por conocer a Gaby, Graviela y a Andrés, Señor. Gracias por ellos, Señor. Y Señor, me recuerda de ese versículo, dice, porque de tal manera amó Dios al mundo que dio a su único hijo unigénito, que es Cristo Jesús, Señor. Y Señor, aquí tenemos a dos jóvenes que yo conocí, una de ellas es pequeña, Señor, 6, 5 años, no sé qué tanto tenía Gabriel, correteando aquí en las aulas, Señor. Y Señor, la vas a usar grandemente. Ahí Andrés, y Andrés lo conocí cuando vino aquí y comenzó a dirigir con su papá la música, Señor. Pero Señor, los has usado tú, Señor, ahora a él para dirigir, y los vas a usar a ellos para traer y testificar de ti a gente, Señor. Y me recuerda que muchas veces nosotros, ya los de edad, Señor, miramos jóvenes que salen hacer tu obra, Señor, y lo recuerda de que tú todavía te estás moviendo poderoso, Señor. Yo sé que van a encontrar circunstancias no muy agradables. Pero Señor, si se quedan centrados en ti, Señor, tú los vas a hacer más que vencedores. Bendícelos, Señor. Guárdalos en el hueco de tu mano, Señor. Y gracias por él, que lo has usado de esta manera, Señor, y lo vas a seguir usando, Señor. Y gracias, Señor, que lo diste la honra de tenerlos aquí en nuestra iglesia, Señor. Y te pedimos que estés con ellos en donde quiera que ellos se encuentren, Señor. Bendícelos y guárdalos. Señor, gracias una vez más y glorificado sea tu nombre. Pues te lo pido todo en el nombre de Cristo Jesús. Amén.
Dear Lord, we first come to you praising you for the season that we've been receiving, Gabby and Andre. Lord, what a blessing it has been to have them as a part of Refuge, Lord. And just seeing their humility and their service for you and their love for you and their love for each other. Lord, I pray today, Lord, even though our hearts may be sad, that we remember the reason why we're sad is because we love them so much and love their display of your love to us. And Lord, because of that, we can take confidence in knowing that whatever part they may play in this future ministry, Lord, that your love will be there. Your holiness and your righteousness will shine through them. Lord, I pray that as they start this new journey together in this new ministry, Lord, I pray first and foremost that you would remind them of their first ministry to each other. Bind them close together as one flesh, as a family, Lord, with the foundation of Jesus Christ. Lord, we know it's exciting but terrifying. And we know there may be fears. But Lord, we know that you do not lead by a spirit of fear. You conquer a spirit of fear. And you replace it with a Holy Spirit who gives peace beyond all understanding. Lord, I pray that that peace that you can provide, that they would hold it firmly and tightly, Lord. That they would not abandon your ways to the ways of the world, Lord. That the moments when it's stressful, the moments when it's hard, Lord, that they would not abandon your will. But that would they would cling close to you and cling close to each other, Lord. Because you have prepared their lives for this. You knew them before they were even born. You knew their name. You knew their lives, their ministries, Lord, their family. You have known it from the beginning. And because of that, we know in faith that you will bless them beyond measure. Lord, I pray for wisdom in their lives, discernment in their lives, Lord. Lord, I pray that you would lead Andre to be a husband that loves sacrificially, Lord, just as Christ died for the church. Lord, I pray that you would be with Gabby. Let her be a loving and supportive wife, Lord. Then even in moments when it gets hard and difficult, Lord, that she see that she has the power to lift up Andre, to lift up the family, Lord, because you have made her strong. Lord, I pray that you would just bring peace into their lives. Lord, the very moment they step into that new ministry, they don't step out in sadness over what they've lost or fear, Lord, but they would stand in joy, knowing that they get to serve the Lord in vast and immeasurable ways. Lord, I pray that you would be with their families, Lord, as they send their children, their brother, their sister, off into this new stage of life, Lord. Remind them of the love that you have given them. Lord, that they can see with confidence that as parents, they have raised them in your ways, that as siblings, they have encouraged them, and that in all things, you have prepared them for this. I pray that as a church, we will not stop today with this only prayer, but that we will be in continuous prayer for each other, for their ministry, and for their very salvation, Lord, that we would always keep them in our prayers, Lord, knowing with glad hearts we got to be a part of their story. Thank you for that blessing. And I pray many, many more blessings on their lives in your powerful and loving and merciful name.